from CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Hi, and happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for joining us. It is June 26th.
Grateful to be with you this morning. Thanks. Let's get started.
I know that in her time now, it's spread really thinly, so that means she's not going to be able to have time to address the issues like homelessness and the things that we need.
Oaklanders reacting to the mayor's FBI raid and to recent violence as the city faces more challenges.
We're working on it. We're healing people. We're preventing violence. We're saving hundreds or thousands of lives every year.
Meanwhile, a local organization working to turn the tide in the fight against gun violence in Oakland.
I was a little afraid of the water because of the sharks.
This swimmer first felt like a fish out of water, but now he's on his way to the Special Olympics. We take a look at his journey to become a competitor.
That needs to be decadent, rich, high quality, copious. I saw that market had not been tapped and was missing.
A new shop bringing a sweet start to the vacant two vibrant program in San Francisco. The owner giving the Bay Area a scoop of her own culture with each cone she sells.
Okay, wait till you see that story. I'm Gianna Franco. I admittedly share that I don't really like ice cream, but I am changing my tune and ready to go take a look at and try that.
We finally found a gateway for you. And gateway is called coffee to ice cream. Good morning, everybody. I'm Reed Cowan. I'm a full-on addict to both coffee and ice cream. I admit it. I'm doing nothing about it.
Confessionals.
Let's take a live look outside on this beautiful Wednesday morning. And there you go. Look, we have microclimates in the Bay Area. If you don't like one climate, just take a drive 20 minutes up the road and you see another form of beauty. And Jess, she is so lucky because not only does she forecast every day amidst all of these varying conditions, but you get to fly with the National Guard and see all of it.
Absolutely. That's what I was doing yesterday over in the Sacramento Valley, actually. The weather was beautiful back here in the Bay. It was actually pretty nice, too, once those storms actually swept throughout the Bay Area. We had some really active weather yesterday morning just around this time. That's not the case for us this morning. Over in San Jose and throughout downtown San Jose right now, we're actually waking up to great visibility. Clouds are just above us, but that cloud layer will pull its way back kind of like a blanket along the coastline as we head into the afternoon hours. This is just by 10 o'clock. Still a little bit cloudy in areas like Oakland down into Fremont, but then the sunshine really starts to show all the way into the afternoon and evening hours tonight. Other than that, let's actually take a look at what's happening for us this afternoon. Our daytime highs today are significantly cooler in our inland areas compared to just 2 days ago or even yesterday for that matter. Yesterday, we were still dealing with 90s off in the forecast in areas like Antioch, Concord, and Walnut Creek. Today, we're in the 80s. We were close to the triple digits just 2 days ago. So over a 10 degree difference within the matter of 2 days alone off into the East Bay. Redwood City, we've been remaining mostly in the 70s all week long. So a little bit more mild along the peninsula for us today and tomorrow. We're going to see a similar trend. It's still cool and cloudy along the coastline, too, and down into the Santa Clara Valley we go. We already mentioned it. We have those clouds right now, but it'll lift. It'll pull back along the coast. We'll see plenty of sunshine today near San Jose, all the way over into Los Gatos, too, with upper 70s and lower 80s in the forecast. We continue to cool down a little bit more as we head into this weekend with a very big warm up into next week. Triple digits returning into the forecast in our inland East Bay as early as next Monday. We'll have more on that in a bit. For now, over to you, G.
Jessica, thank you. We've got a transit alert for BART riders this morning as we take a look at the MacArthur BART station this morning. There's no red line service for BART between Richmond and Millbrae stations today. This is due to emergency track work. Crews are working on that track between MacArthur and 19th Street Oakland station. So you can expect delays, and obviously there will be some transfer opportunities for anyone maybe heading towards Millbrae and SFO. Also, the Oakland Airport connector may be affected by this as well, and we've seen some crowded BART stations here on and off, and I'm sure a lot of people are wondering how to get to work on time if they typically take BART, so check that schedule before you head out the door.
Well, good morning to so many of you in Oakland who have this question. What is happening in the back rooms of Oakland's leadership? This morning, another headline, another development shaking up City Hall in the wake of last week's FBI raid on the home of Mayor Sheng Tao. So let's put this into perspective here. Over the last 2 days, following a fiery speech declaring her innocence, Tao lost her personal lawyer and now the man hired to communicate for her. You're seeing him on the screen. Francis Zamora, the mayor's now former chief of communications, has stepped down. In fact, He did it without offering any reason. So those of you in Oakland right now are wondering what is going to happen going forward. We also know there's a major problem there. Your city faces a $177 million budget deficit. So our Lauren Tom spoke to you, the Oakland voter, about Shang Tao's troubles and a new proposal to slash millions from the police and fire departments.
I'm disappointed in everything that's happening.
John Genosco feels different about Oakland Mayor Shang Tao these days. He tells us he supported Tao when she ran for mayor. He's been in Oakland most of his life and has experienced homelessness. And that's exactly what drew him to her candidacy.
And she based her campaign a little bit on being homeless, that she was unhoused for a little while. And she lived in her car and stuff with her kid. And I feel like she made some promises to the unhoused community that she didn't stick by.
But 18 months later, Genosco says the mayor isn't focusing on the issues he hoped she would.
Well, it just makes me feel, sad in a sense, because I know that in her time now is spread really thinly. So that means she's not going to be able to have time to, address the issues like homelessness and the things that we need and would like to see happen in Oakland. But that's not our number one priority right now.
The FBI raids at the mayor's home came just a day after a mass shooting in the city. Late Wednesday, 14 people were shot at Lake Merritt, an issue other Oaklanders are worried about. Salika Thomas tells us she's been a victim of violence in Oakland herself. And in her view, the mayor's response was too little, too late.
It's very disheartening. It took 4 days to get a response. I'm tired of going, seeing crime. I'm tired of seeing people get shot. I had a gun put to my head before, you know, when I was going through the drive-thru of Popeyes, and someone tried to rob me there.
Thomas is running for a city council seat in East Oakland on a platform that the city needs to boost police staffing.
We need to enforce law and order. That's what we need, because this is ridiculous. No one's safe out here. To cut police budgets in any kind of way is just... it's not right.
But for John, he's stuck between wanting the best for his city and hoping the best for the mayor. But he says he's tired of being let down.
We want everybody just to be able to live comfortably in Oakland and get resources and needs met.
All right, so we asked a political strategy and public affairs expert, Jim Ross, what he makes of all of this. And he says the public is really looking at this FBI investigation under a microscope because of all the other events Oakland has had to face when Tao first took office up to now. We're talking about the IT hacking denial, the deficit in Oakland, stadium negotiations and losses, and also rampant crime.
If this was normal course of events, this would be a one-day story, two-day story. But because of, I think, the challenges that Oakland's faced over the last year and a half, and the fact that there's a recall election in November, this one event becomes much more significant.
All right. So, by the way, the city council will vote on budget cuts today and Friday. We will be there. So what do you think should happen to fix Oakland? Should the mayor step down? Sound off on social. Use that hashtag KPIX so we can include you in this community conversation. What's the fix? We need to hear from you. The Oakland scandal seems to change by the minute. So when news breaks, find us on air, online, and on the free CBS News app.
Well, another problem that Oakland and other cities across the Bay Area have been dealing with recently are these sideshows. They take over the streets, they're loud, and they're dangerous. But one city is taking action to keep the community safe. Yesterday, Antioch City Council members unanimously approved a sideshow ordinance. It will prohibit organizing, advertising, and spectating at sideshows. Now, anyone who violates the ordinance could face a $1,000 fine, 6 months in jail, or both. This is the fourth time the issue has been before the council.
That has been the most effective tool we have as a city to stop sideshows when we're proactive with law enforcement in finding those who are organizing these and dismantling them there. That's what we've been most effective.
And this has been an ongoing problem. The council considered two versions of the ordinance, one targeting all involved parties and another focusing solely on organizers. They chose the latter, aiming at organizers, advertisers, and spectators. The mayor says the ordinance wouldn't go into effect until sometime in September.
So when you call 911 needing fast help, you depend on the phone lines to work. This we know. But get this, in Pinole, San Pablo, and Hercules, there's a problem with that response because police say thieves are stealing copper from phone line wires, and it puts all of us at risk. In fact, they say lines cut at least twice. The most recent, just 4 days ago, forcing calls to have to be rerouted to sheriff's departments. Two in Pinole were arrested by police, just caught red-handed in the act. These are some of their tools there. But aside from public safety, they say the impacts are also expensive to you, the taxpayer. Well, it's wildfire season, and in San Jose, look at this. Police say they caught and cuffed the guy accused of setting multiple brush fires. Firefighters had to put out three along East Taylor and 23rd Streets, about a block away from the 101, and that was just before noon yesterday. Police credit a citizen who called for help, reported seeing the guy out there starting fires. They were able to get out there and put them out quickly. You know, as Californians feel the burn from high gas prices and energy bills, U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm will be in the Bay Area today. Her plan here is to upgrade a Berkeley church to show off the Biden administration's work to promote clean energy solutions to bring your bills down. Well, this morning, what a story. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is finally a free man, and all it took was a guilty plea to conspiracy under the Espionage Act. There he is, with cheers, getting off a plane. Still, Assange argues that conviction under that act stifles free speech and journalistic discovery of government agencies. Assange spent 62 months behind bars in London. He plans to resume his life in his native Australia.